This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. I'm really excited because we've got an outstanding broadcast lined up for you in this hour of the broadcast. We're going to be joined by Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, and we're going to be talking about lots of things going on, including Paul got a chance to drive the Dodge Demon, the 840-horsepower purpose-built drag racing machine from Dodge. It happened at the Lucas Oil Speedway in Indianapolis, Indiana, just a few days back. So we'll get an inside look at what that experience was like. There's also lots of other things happening with autonomous vehicles and with some of the other automakers as well. So lots of automotive news to tell you about, and that's what we're going to be focusing on in this hour of the broadcast. If at any time you have a question, we would love to hear from you. Toll free, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email, it's bob@autoworldradio.com. That's my website. When you get a chance, check it out. I really would appreciate it. Coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we're going to be joined by Dan Watson, a little lubrication 101. Dan is one of our go-to guys when it comes to oil. He is a certified lubrication specialist. This guy was in the U.S. Navy and worked on nuclear submarines, and this is where he learned all about synthetics, and he's one of the largest distributors of AMSOIL in the country. And we're going to talk about all kinds of things about oil, so if you get oil questions, get them ready. And don't forget, we have the new question and answer page on AutoWorldRadio.com, so don't hesitate to use that. But right now, we go to the Motor City of Detroit, Michigan, and welcome esteemed automotive journalist and publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, Paul Eisenstein, back to the airways of Auto World. Hey, Paul, welcome, and thank you so much for your time.
Oh, Bob, it's a pleasure to be with you. Happy summer.
Absolutely. And you've had some happy days out on the road of late, and this one is a launch that I wish I could have been on. It was held at the Lucas Oil Speedway in Indianapolis, Indiana, but a select few journalists like yourself got the opportunity to actually drive the Dodge Challenger SRT Demon on a drag strip. And you've done a fantastic job with this article. First, Paul, tell us a little bit about the background of going into the event.
Oh, well, Bob, I have to tell you, it was a slightly disappointing drive. Not the car, but as you know, we're always at the mercy of things that are out of control, primarily the weather. And, boy, I'll tell you what I experienced the first day of this trip down in Indianapolis was what you might call a hurricane without the wind. It was some of the worst rain I have ever experienced, not just briefly, but for a better part of a day, over 12 hours. We were originally supposed to drive the new wide-body Hellcat as well as the Durango SRT and the Demon on the Indianapolis 500 Speedway, on the Formula One circuit. And unfortunately, that got rained out. We were able to drive a couple of laps in the Durango. I had enough ground clearance, but not very fast because that entire track was flooded out. And when we got over to the Lucas Oil Speedway later that afternoon, it was under almost a foot and a half of water. never seen anything like this.
Goodness.
We barely got to the track because we took a circuitous route to get some time in the Hellcats, the wide body, but we barely made it through because the roads were flooded out. We had to ford water on a number of occasions, and I have to tell you, I was worried about sucking up some water into that big V8 engine. That would not have been pretty. But the good part was it cleared up that night. They worked all night to clear all the water off of the Lucas Speedway, which was a Herculean effort. And we did, believe it or not. We got to drive a bunch of drag strip runs down the Lucas Oil Speedway.
Wow, and you document it so well in the story you put up on the 19th of July. Folks can check it out at thedetroitbureau.com. And it was a reminder that, being a drag racer requires a lot of skills that many folks are not aware of. I mean, we're so used to traditional racing, whether it's open wheel racing or circuit racing or NASCAR, but being a drag strip driver requires a whole lot of different moves, and you have to execute them in a very, very sequential sequence, seamlessly, in order to get the perfect launch. And I know that you got into that 840 horsepower demon, and in the beginning it was a little bit hard getting all those steps to come together.
Yeah, arms and legs akimbo, I'll tell you what. It's always hard to drag. As easy as it sounds, it's not. At the very least, you have to coordinate your 2 feet, your left and right foot, to be able to hold the brake, torque it up a little bit, and let go, and then slam on the gas. But when you're talking about some of the newest cars, you have all sorts of technology now, which is, when it all comes together, going to do some great stuff. You've got things like TransLock, line lock, and then you have, of course, launch control. And the fact is, with the Demon, there's a bunch of different ways to take off, and things like launch control are designed to absolutely nail it, just get it absolutely right. So while you spin the wheels in the water box before you pull up to the Christmas tree, for those who don't know, it's the countdown lights. You want to get those tires hot, so you spin them up. And even that can be a little tricky if you don't know exactly what you're doing. Then you pull up, and you want to torque that engine. You use something like launch control. But you have to be able to do just the right stuff, which involves the paddles. In this case, it is an automatic transmission. You want to be able to operate the paddles and your left foot, the brake, and your right foot, the gas, and be able to launch and release everything and slam everything at just the right time. It took me a little bit, took me a couple tries to get it right, but I got to tell you, it was amazing, Bob, when I finally got that going. When I got that perfect run, I actually got the nose up in the air. And for those who don't know this, this is the world's first factory-produced car capable of pulling a wheelie without any modification. It's a hoot to feel that nose lift off the ground as 840 horsepower connect with tires that just seem to go on forever.
They've done such a great job engineering-wise, weight transfer-wise with this Demon. And you're right, I think it can get as much as 2 feet of air. I know you got a little bit of air yourself. And what was the feeling, you know, on that really good run? I mean, 0 to 60 came up very fast. Right now, this is, on paper, the fastest car in the world, 0 to 60.
Yeah, it is. It's about 2.3 seconds. There's some debate over whether that is matched by the Tesla Model S P100D with ludicrous mode. This seems to be in the hundredths faster. And the thing is, with the Tesla stuff, you can only make those runs a few times for a couple of reasons. One, you run the battery down. Secondly, you overheat both the battery and the motor drive system.
Oh, wow. When we come back, we'll find out more about the engineering behind the Demon and also get Paul's a quick take on the SRT8 Durango. And I like that wide body Hellcat. I got to hear about that. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Kevin from PaintEducation.com. To those of you who have made us America's Auto Body and Restoration Coach, thank you. And if you haven't, visit us at PaintEducation.com and learn from the new free automotive restoration videos we've got on our homepage. PaintEducation DVDs can now be downloaded or streamed, so you don't have to wait for or pay for shipping. We'll give you the same great tech support so you can earn the right to say, I did it myself. Whether it's a modern or classic restoration, you can do it. And PaintEducation shows you how at PaintEducation.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back telling you all about Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com's experience behind the wheel of the Dodge Demon on the drag strip. And folks, this is the most powerful V8 engined automobile ever to run off an assembly line right from the factory, 840 horsepower, and of course it comes with that crate option, what part of the dollar options that also include, it's a one-seater, so if you want a passenger seat, that costs you a dollar. If you want the back seat, as Paul writes, to quickly bring your kids to daycare. That's another dollar. And the crate, which has got $5,000 or $6,000 worth of stuff in it, that is also an additional dollar. But the engineers at FCA certainly really did their homework with this vehicle, as I mentioned, the weight transfer element part of it. But using the air conditioner in an unconventional way as well, Paul, tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, this is pretty interesting, Bob. And first of all, just to do a shameless plug here, if you go to the DetroitBureau.com and type Demon in, you'll come up with the review we put up this past week. And there are links in that story to other stories we've written about the Demon, including one that talks in pretty serious depth about all the various things they have done to make that engine. And it was not an easy task. Now, the first thing I should stress is that this is not just a tuned-up version of the 707-horsepower Hellcat. Something like 60% of the powertrain from a dollar perspective has been changed at one level or another. Even the basic block, even the pistons, even the supercharger have been seriously modified, in some cases to reduce friction, in many cases to stand the extra horsepower, to be able to tolerate it. And remember, you get a real three-year warranty with this car. So it's not just something that you can tune, you know, that you get from a tuner that you know is going to be breaking and constantly needing repair over the 3 years that you you get that warranty for. One of the most interesting concepts was the air chiller. It does have an air conditioner, but when you flip the display screen, which otherwise serves as your infotainment screen, to a drag mode, you can press a button and suddenly the air conditioning system transforms. It is used to chill the air that goes into the engine. And as you know, cooler air means more horsepower. And I've forgotten the exact number. Sorry, I'm not at my computer screen right now. But it is significant. If you don't turn that air conditioner system into the air chiller, you will definitely not be winning races. And by the way, Bob, one other number that I think people will be impressed by. You're talking somewhere in the mid-9-second range what anybody with any decent skill is going to be turning through the quarter mile. I believe the lowest anybody's seen is somewhere in the 9.3, 9.5-second range.
Wow, and a trap speed of 140 miles an hour, so you're really moving, to say the least. What was it like? Did you get much of an opportunity to drive the Demon on the street? What was that experience like?
Yeah, I wish I had gotten the chance, but again, because of the rain, even on the second day, a lot of the Indiana roads were a mess. So we did not get any time. They wanted to get as many of us through the drag strip experience as possible.
Sure.
So we couldn't release the vehicles for the first group, which I was on. A few friends got in on the second wave, so they may be able to talk about it more. I will tell you, the brief time I did have, just a little bit running it, I was surprised. I've got a feeling that when you put the street tires back on, the front tires, and as you know, there are special tires in that drag kit for the front wheel, so you have much lower profile tires on that to reduce rolling resistance. And when you put street tires on, it is a surprisingly good experience. I will tell you this, Bob. I did get to drive a Hellcat away from the Lucas Oil Speedway. I had to get to an event in Chicago after my Demon drive, and my flight was messed up because of the weather. So they said, here, take a Hellcat, 707 horsepower, out on the street. And what really surprised me, between the roughly 200 miles I drove to my event in the Chicago area and another 300 miles I took the car back to Detroit, was just how livable the Hellcat was at 707 horsepower. It was a surprisingly good car. I think I averaged about 22 or 23 miles a gallon when I wasn't nailing the thing. And I have to say there were a few challenges from people along the way who were curious to see if the Demon was, the Hellcat was really as fast as they claimed. And they learned very quickly it was faster.
Very good. And I'm a fan of the wide body version of the Hellcat, which is new for 2018.
Yeah.
And I understand that that's a better handler than the regular Hellcat that we saw originally.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? The what they've done basically is they've integrated some of the improvements that they made for the Demon into the Hellcat. It's still only, if you can say that, only 707 horsepower. But you've got much wider wheels. They're basically, you've got the same rear fender width as you do on the Demon. And so you've got much wider tires that hook up a lot more solidly on a launch and also maintain a much, much more solid ride when you're doing it on a road course, not just on a straight line. And we did have a chance to drive the Hellcat wide body around the Indianapolis area as we were trying to get from the Indy Speedway to the Lucas Oil drag strip. And I was pleasantly surprised how well it did, even with all that water on the road. I expected to be hydroplaning constantly. And while we didn't exactly drive very fast most of the time, that vehicle really held its own in some severe weather, some of the most severe weather I have ever seen outside of a hurricane.
Wow. And when you consider that those tires, those massive and sticky design tires, are basically street legal cheaters. They're very close to being slicks. I'm surprised, too, that you didn't have trouble in the rain.
Well, those tires are on the Demon. The cheaters are on the Demon. The tires on the wide body are a little more conventional. They're not quite as slick as the Demon tires. But the width and the fact that they really don't have an awful lot of grooving on it, I was really worried about driving in the rain, and we were amply rewarded in a very nice sense. In a weird way, driving not too fast in really bad weather proved that one of the most important things about the Hellcat, especially the wide body, is that it is a daily driver.
It certainly is. Like the muscle cars that so many folks pay $1 billion from the past, these new modern-day muscle cars will run rings around them. Dodge is going to build only 3,000 Demons for the U.S., 300 for Canada. So if you're one of the lucky few, congratulations. When we come back on the other side, we're going to tell you about a new Infiniti.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switch to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Thank you so much for being here with us. It's a pleasure to spend this time with you on this very same radio station each and every week, or if you're listening online at the network's website, GCNLive.com, any place in the world, welcome. I am very happy to have Paul Eisenstein, one of our regular contributors, with us for the entire hour. He is the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, also contributor to many other publications, websites worldwide, and contributor to NPR as well. And Paul, before we talk about the refreshing for Infiniti with one of their models, remind folks about all the cool stuff that you offer for free in 2017, and not much is free in 2017.
You're right, Bob. There isn't much free, but everything on thedetroitbureau.com is free for the asking. You'll find news, reviews, features, just about anything you can imagine, spy shots, buying tips, selling tips, and on and on. The site is free. You can also sign up for our newsletters. If you are really geeked about the auto industry, we'll send you an alert every time we put a story up, and we put a lot of stories up. You can get a daily newsletter, you can get a weekly or a monthly. We also have RSS feeds and, of course, Twitter feeds. Got to stay on top of that. And I've just recently started using Instagram, so we will be seeing that added to our list as well. All free at thedetroitbureau.com.
Excellent. Let's talk about refreshing of a vehicle from Infiniti, the 2018 Infiniti Q50. And for those that may be confused, and even at times folks like myself and Paul can get confused because they have monkeyed around with a lot of familiar nameplates, various yeah. manufacturers. This used to be the old G30 and G35, and now it's the Q50, and they've taken it to school, back to school, and given it some new tricks. Tell us a little bit about your first drive impressions.
Yeah, so people are probably familiar with the old G line. It was the flagship. It was really the anchor, more than the flagship, for the Infiniti brand. And a couple of years ago, you may recall, Bob, they decided, okay, we've been sort of flowing along, going along with Infiniti as sort of also ran in the luxury market. Time to get serious. They moved the headquarters, global headquarters, to Hong Kong, of all things. They started adding a lot more product, certainly more in the SUV segment. They renamed a bunch of existing products to this new format. So everything, if you're a passenger car, you're a Q, and if you are a crossover or SUV, you're a QX. Well, the Q50 is the old, as you said, the G30 and G35, and did have the chance to go down to Nashville, not too far from the U.S. headquarters, this week to take a run in the new Q50, which is a mid-cycle refresh of a vehicle brought to market only, what, barely three years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great vehicle when it came out, and now they've improved it a lot. Bob, have you had a chance by chance to drive the Q50 with the direct adaptive steering system?
Yes, I have, Paul, and it's quite unique and a little bit different experience than you're used to with a traditional vehicle.
Yeah, exactly. It is the world's first steer-by-wire technology. People probably don't realize it, but a growing number of vehicles do not have direct mechanical links between you and the throttle. You have a throttle pedal, but in fact, it is connected through electronics to all the actual mechanical technology under the hood, including your fuel injectors. You're starting to see, of course, a lot of cars using transmission by wire, where you are just throwing something that's more like a video game shifter. You're not actually changing the mechanical links directly. And there are brake by wire cars, but Infiniti has the first car that there is no direct mechanical link between the steering wheel and the steered wheels. Though there is a mechanical backup system, if the power were to fail, there is something that that cuts in so you won't lose control. And originally, that system was, it was interesting, but a little bit unnatural, a little artificial. And, Bob, I think one of the most important things on the new car is just how much it feels like a real conventional steering system.
That's great.
More feedback, more responsive. Sort of the type of boost you'd expect to have, especially less boost when you go into hard corners and you're in sport mode. So Infiniti's definitely done a job of what they call Kaizen, continuous improvement, with the direct adaptive steering.
I'm glad to hear that, Paul, because some of these direct-by-wire systems, I remember the early drive-by-wire braking systems from Mercedes-Benz just left me feeling quite puzzled. It was a funky feeling, but technology rolls on.
Well, you know, Bob, we're going to have to see more and more of this because going forward, we're going to be seeing, like it or not, we're going to start seeing more and more autonomous or at least semi-autonomous cars. We should start to see the first fully autonomous capability by 2020, 2021, give or take. And some people are talking about having vehicles that will not even have steering wheels, that will be so-called level 5 capability by as early as 2022, 2023. We'll see if that happens. But the important point is this will all be electronic controls.
Wow. And I understand the next generation of the Nissan Leaf doesn't quite go autonomous, but it's moving in that direction with something called the ProPilot Assist.
Yeah, actually, the Leaf is going to have several things that move in that direction. I had a chance this past week to also drive that ProPilot Assist, and the word assist was added to the name for a very big reason. You know that when Tesla first came up with their their system, they got a lot of people that thought that they were capable of simply jumping in the back seat and letting it, the autopilot system, drive completely autonomously. And that has not been the case. There's been some concerns about it. They had to update the system. They're moving more and more towards full autonomy, but it's not there yet. Well, Nissan decided we are going to make sure that nobody gets confused. So it's ProPilot Assist, and you do have to keep your hands on the wheel. If you take them off for more than a couple seconds at a time, it'll beep at you. If you keep them off, it'll get angry at you and start to slow the car. And at one point, if you're still off the wheel, it will actually bring the car to a complete stop in the middle of your lane. And I've got to tell you, talking about getting angry, imagine what all the other people on the road are going to be saying to you as they have to drive around you.
Wow, that's very clever. Speaking of autonomous driving, I understand General Motors has joined a couple of other manufacturers in linking up with a software developer in autonomous driving.
Yeah, called Nopo. And again, one of these leading companies. GM's already bought into several companies that are doing intense research on autonomous driving. You may recall they spent, $1 billion a year ago to buy one company based in the San Francisco area, and now they're buying into this other company. And so that gives you an idea how fast they're moving. Then there's Lyft, Bob, which this week announced that they are starting an autonomous and fully driverless unit, much like we see from the folks over at Uber. And by the way, if you mind, I'd like to get back to the next generation Nissan Leaf, if that's all right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so here's one thing that I think people will want to know. Look for the next generation Leaf, which we should be seeing in September, to roughly double the driving distance. They'll get up to at least 200 miles, I'm told. They will add ProPilot Assist. That'll be the first car to use ProPilot Assist. And when we get back, why don't we talk about something called the e-pedal?
Oh, I can't wait to hear about that. And we've got an Elon Musk story to talk about as well. We could go on for a few hours, but we're going to take a timeout right now. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have new sponsors nationwide. AMSOIL distributors George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. These guys can answer all of your questions and ensure you get the best lubrication products for your cars, trucks, boats, or anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication for the auto world. AMSOIL provides the best lubrication money can buy. Ensure you get the best results with the best advice. To contact George Douglas, go to oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com, or call 800-887-6698. To contact Dan Watson, go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com, or call 800-370-2986.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
At
Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here today on Auto World. My name is Bob Long alongside Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the Detroit Bureau, noted automotive journalist. And Paul, before that hard network break, you were telling us about the next generation Leaf, which is getting a number of improvements, and you had an opportunity to spend some time down at Nissan headquarters. Tell us a little bit more about some of these other features.
So at the Nissan Technical Center in Farmington Hills, Michigan, about 45 minutes outside of the city of Detroit, earlier in the week, and got to check out some of the things that they're putting onto the car, and that included the ProPilot Assist. What I'm waiting to drive will be one of the actual the new Leafs. We didn't get a chance to go into one of the new ones, but they're going to be equipped with something called an e-pedal. Many of you might have driven some form of electrified vehicle, a plug-in or a pure battery electric. And Bob, I know you have on a number of occasions.
Mm-hmm.
You may recall some of them have very aggressive, what's called regenerative braking. That's part of what you have in an electric vehicle. One of the ways you save energy is by recapturing power that you normally would lose during braking or coasting. And, Bob, you recall the first-generation Mini, how when you lifted off the throttle, that thing would almost come to an immediate stop because the regen was so aggressive?
Yes.
Yeah, the brakes are what are called blended brakes. They are actually able to serve as generators as well as braking systems. And so depending on the software, you can make those brakes very, very aggressive and really bring the vehicle to a stop. Well, here's the thing. With the e-pedal, Nissan is going to allow you to essentially one-foot it. So you'll be able to use the throttle without moving your foot over to the brake pedal for anything but very aggressive stops. And in fact, you'll be able to keep your foot essentially just above the throttle when you come to a complete stop on a hill. It'll actually be able to hold its position. So only under certain conditions would you ever need to actually apply the brakes.
Isn't that amazing? Significant improvements in this next generation Leaf. When can we expect to see it on the road? Is it a ways off?
Yeah, I'm hearing that the big world debut is going to happen in September. When last I had checked with the folks at Nissan, they hadn't locked down the location. I think they have it by now. They're just not yet talking about it. But we should hear about that very, very soon. And that would mean that we will probably see it in showrooms pretty much on a par with the traditional model year. So probably by October, you're going to be seeing some people take delivery of it.
Let's talk about something a little bit out of the automotive realm, but involving an automotive manufacturer, and that is Tesla. Their CEO, Elon Musk, has reportedly gotten approval for a buried Hyperloop system from New York to Washington, D.C. Tell us all about it, Paul.
This is an odd one, Bob. Now, we all know that Elon Musk delivers some surprises and has pulled off things that many people can't. In fact, one of the most impressive things that has been done on his watch, if you will, is by his SpaceX company, which has been able to not just send a rocket into space and have the first stage booster come back and land, but that he has been able to, SpaceX has been able to, reuse some of its boosters, send them back into space for a second time, and reuse some of their capsules, the ones that they use for their supply missions to the International Space Station. So I say that as a prelude because Elon Musk is not somebody that you just dismiss outright. But, oh boy, this latest one I'm having a hard time with, and so are a lot of folks. Elon tweeted the other day that he has gotten, quote, verbal government approval. What that means, nobody knows. But supposedly he has gotten, quote, verbal government approval to build a buried Hyperloop system from downtown New York to downtown Washington, D.C., and he says the trip would take 29 minutes. Now, the Hyperloop is something that, you know, this is technology that people have talked about for a better part of a century. In fact, if you recall, if you know your science fiction, Jules Verne was one, and there was actually a subway, the very first subway in New York, actually used compressed air to push a capsule along for a couple of blocks. It was the very first subway in Manhattan before they went to electric motors driving wheels. Well, Elon wants to take it a step further. You have a tube that has been, the air in it has been evacuated. You're at near space level of vacuum. You have minivan-like pods that blast through it using, I believe, maglev technology, and can fly along in this tube at speeds close to the speed of sound. So as I say, they're talking about 29 minutes from New York to D.C. Here's the problem. You'd need a lot of different governments giving you approval. You know, every jurisdiction you go under, the states you go through, and so on. And nobody knows how much the cost is. They're talking about, what, $15 billion just to build another rail tunnel from New Jersey to New York. So how he's going to be able to do this at some affordable cost on a 300-mile route along the very, very crowded East Coast, nobody knows. Nobody knows what it'll cost. Could he pull it off? Well, he's just started another new company called The Boring Company, and he claims that he has technology that would make it cheaper and faster to dig tunnels. So, could it come together? It's Elon Musk. You never know. Is it all hyperbole? It might just be, but I've got to tell you, a lot of us are going to be watching to see if there is even the slightest possibility. At the same time he's doing this one, he's also talking about building car tunnels under Los Angeles to help people get around the city, because you know what traffic like is like there. And he's talking about Hyperloop tunnels also in that would connect Los Angeles to San Francisco, and others that he would bury in Texas. So stay tuned. This could be one of the most amazing stories about change in transportation we've seen in our lifetimes.
That is remarkable. There was a time that police cars were four-door sedans. They were Crown Victorias or they were Chevrolet Impalas. Now, of course, today you see all different types of vehicles being used for that purpose, including sport utility vehicles and in a few select towns, municipalities, sports cars. But Ford is going to offer up to the police authorities an F-150 police responder model. This is an interesting move as well.
Yeah, Ford has been struggling to maintain the lead that it had for decades with its Crown Vic. You know, a lot of competition came in. They thought that they would be able to take the lead away when Ford abandoned the rear drive models like the Crown Vic and, of course, the Town Car. Ford decided to come up with a couple of different alternatives. One was the Taurus, and they also came up with a version of the Explorer, and they remain the dominant player in the police market, though they have some severe competition. Well, now they're giving another reason to stay with Ford. Police departments will have the chance to drive, as you said, Bob, an F-150 responder. And what's significant about this one is there are some police departments, I've seen them as I travel around the country, who do run pickup trucks that they paint, put a light bar and the like on it. But this one is actually outfitted by the factory specifically to be a pursuit-rated police pickup truck. So that's significant.
It certainly is. Another recall notice from Audi, 850,000 diesels. This is another case of collusion. Tell us your thoughts about this latest news.
Yeah, I'll try to make this one quick because I know we're running out of time, but Audi is recalling about 850,000 vehicles in Europe. Mercedes is recalling about 3 million in Europe, and these are all diesels. As you know, we have that big mess with VW that rigged its diesel engines. Well, it wasn't just the VW brand, but it's Audi brand as well, and they're paying the price now. And in fact, we also heard from the CEO of Porsche just the other day who says that they may drop out of diesels entirely, and not just in the U.S., but worldwide. It looks like Daimler is also in trouble. It seems that whether they intentionally did or not, they don't meet the standards as well. So diesel's in a lot of trouble. The big question, Bob, we'll have to talk about in the future is whether diesel will continue to be available here in the U.S. market for the next few years.
Absolutely. Paul, as usual, lots of great stories, lots of great content. You can find it all at thedetroitbureau.com. Thank you, my friend.
Great to be with you, Bob.
That will do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Attention, Jeep and truck owners. J.C. Whitney is giving away a complete vehicle makeover worth up to $15,000 and a trip to SEMA. All you have to do is go to blog.jcwhitney.com/wrenchandride and upload a picture of your rig today for a chance to win. Check out our event calendar to find out when the J.C. Whitney Wrench and Ride Tour is visiting your favorite car show.
Hi, this is Kevin from PageEducation.com. To those of you who have made us America's Auto Body and Restoration Coach, thank you. And if you haven't, visit us at PageEducation.com and learn from the new free automotive restoration videos we've got on our homepage. PageEducation DVDs can now be downloaded or streamed, so you don't have to wait for or pay for shipping. We'll give you the same great tech support so you can earn the right to say, I did it myself. Whether it's a modern or classic restoration, you can do it. And PageEducation shows you how at PageEducation.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.